Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the field house at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The New York Giants won Super Bowl 46 with some unlikely heroes like tight end Bear Pascal. In this week's show, we'll tell you what Bear's up to these days. But to get things started, it's time to take you inside the film room and a look at Landon Collins. Landon Collins goes to the Pro Bowl for the second year in a row. And Carl, against the Denver Broncos, he did something that was common last year. Found the open space, got an interception.
Yeah, and understanding zone concepts, when you're a cover two zone safety, you know there are windows that quarterbacks like to throw in. So if a receiver can curl inside of a linebacker, you'll see the linebacker getting depth here at the 30-yard line. Receiver's going to turn inside, and there's a window. If I freeze it, there's a window between the numbers and the hash mark. But as this plays out, Collins knows that. So he sits in that window and he closes it right as the ball is thrown. So understanding how offenses like to attack your defense is a great quality to have as a safety.
Okay, so one of the strengths of Landon Collins, which has always been a strength through his first 3 years in the league, is his ability to stop the run, especially in short yardage.
Well, the versatility to have a safety that can cover and then come down in the box and play at linebacker depth and don't have to worry about him missing tackles is a big comfort for your defensive coordinator. You can see here in the red zone, he's right at linebacker depth, but he's reading the play as if he's a linebacker as well. He just shoots the gap, makes a big tackle, form tackle for loss.
Yeah, totally unaccounted for as he kind of knifes in. And Landon Collins is great at doing that. Carl, look, one of the areas that he has improved upon during his career is coverage. Is it perfect? No, there's area to improve upon. But here's a play against the Bucs where he does everything correctly.
Well, if the defense can get a safety on a tight end, advantage safety in most situations. And here they line a tight end up as if he's a wide receiver. The Giants aren't afraid to put Landon Collins on it because they believe that he can cover a tight end. And this is not an easy coverage here because he's out on an island. Then he's got to cover a slant route. He gets right up there into him and breaks it up with good form.
Obviously, Landon's season ended in injury, but back-to-back Pro Bowl years for number 21. Now it's time to know your Giant as Evan Engram and Davis Webb go one-on-one.
Davis. What's one thing that you do to pump yourself up on game day?
I'm a big music guy, so I have different playlists for everything. I have a bus ride over playlist, a game day morning playlist, a throwing playlist, a pregame playlist. So I'm kind of in a routine. So music's a big hobby of mine. So I can't go without that. If you could be anything else in the world besides an athlete, what would it be?
I love Grey's Anatomy, so I'm going to be like my guy Derek. I'm going to be a neurosurgeon. Those guys are...
You gotta be smart for that.
A lot of school, but you know what? You're just, if you're a neurosurgeon, man, you're the man. So, I mean, that's be a crazy profession I'd love to be other than playing football. Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
I'll go Ben Affleck. You know, he's the new Batman, so I can see myself doing that. Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
It's top of your hair.
To pick one, you gotta get a wig or something.
Might have to go Corbin Bleu.
Okay.
With the hair. Corbin Bleu, or I got Will Smith.
Okay, I see
Will Smith. I'm going to go Corbin Bleu with the hair just to make it authentic, you know what I mean? If you could be anything else in the world besides an athlete, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd be a DJ, for sure. Yeah, because I'm DJ D-Web.
Yeah, DJ D-Web.
DJed a little bit in college. Here's a good one. What is the last song you sang in the shower?
Oh, I had Drake Start From The Bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah. Now we're here.
What's your worst phobia?
Snakes. I don't really mess with snakes that much. Yeah, they're kind of, can't really trust those things. What is the strangest talent you have?
I can lick my nose and wiggle my ears.
Let me see you wiggle your ears.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody can wiggle their ears. I'm doing it right now.
Man, I'm just...
That's awful.
If you could have one superhero power, which one would it be and why?
a Superman, probably just fly. Be flying be pretty easy. Get out of traffic easily and fly to one place to the other pretty quickly. So I'll go flying.
If you were stranded on an island with one book, one movie, and one video game, what would it be?
One book, Taking the Purple to Pasadena, old school. And video game, probably the new Madden, because we'd both be on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Madden 18.
Okay. Giants fans, appreciate hanging out with us, getting to know us a little bit. Evan Ingram here, Davis Webb. Thank y'all for being with us.
Obviously, Evan Ingram was a first-round draft pick, but you can find quality players in a lot of different shapes and sizes. Bear Pascoe is one of those. We'll tell you what Bear's up to when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Bear Pascoe was a rough-and-tumble tight end for the Giants that helped Big Blue win Super Bowl 46. So it's no great surprise that in his second career, it's another rough-and-tumble business, professional rodeo.
The ranching lifestyle is something that has been a part of my life ever since I was a little kid. I grew up on a cattle ranch. I grew up team roping and competing. I never did steer wrestle because I was always involved with football and stuff, but it's always been something I've wanted to do. And when I decided to retire, I just dove into it with full force.
Manning back to throw. He pumps, throws one right. He's got Pascoe for the touchdown.
Being a steer wrestler is a lot like being a tight end because, you know, techniques you learn in football, you know, blocking techniques, being able to move a guy. It comes into play in steer wrestling, actually, because instead of moving a man, you're moving a steer. And so knowing how to use your body and move that weight around it, it's a lot of help, actually. With football, you can slow it down and work on one thing each day to get better. You know, in the practice pen, you can't stop. You can't just work on one thing. The run doesn't stop. The steer keeps running. It is an adrenaline rush, and it is fun.
Four times he has played football here in AT&T Stadium, and he's got to love this.
Oh, he has to. You know, knowing that you have a guy that's played in the NFL and won a Super Bowl ring, being able to throw steers down, I know he's pumped.
It's hard on your body. I've been just as sore walking out of the rodeo arena or the practice pen as I have walking off the practice field or out of a football game. There's a difference between being in shape and being in steer wrestler shape. Being part of the Giants organization is a great place to play. Having Coach Coughlin as a coach, taking away some of his lessons, he had a saying, give me 4 hours to cut down a tree and I'll spend 3 hours sharpening it, sharpening the axe. And that was one thing I took away when I went into rodeo. You know, I spent a year practicing. I wanted to make sure that my technique was sound and I had everything down. And his attitude of preparation and being ready was definitely something I took away.
I see you work hard.
When I left football, one of the things I missed was the camaraderie and, you know, hanging out with the guys and, you know, being around a team atmosphere. Being a steer wrestler and having that group of guys around me has really helped fill that kind of void. It's been amazing to actually go rodeo and do it with good friends and my wife. My wife rodeos as well, and that's something for us to do together. And, you know, it's everything that, like, getting to play in the NFL. That was everything that I dreamed it'd be, and, you know, this is too. And I've been very blessed to be able to do both.
Bear Pascoe brought a toughness and element to the Giants, the nitty-gritty that you need to be a winning football team, which leads us to a current Giants tight end, Rhett Ellison, who goes 50 yards with Madelyn Burke.
All right, first of all, what is your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. All right. Yeah. Deep dish or New York pizza?
New York.
Good choice.
I don't think deep dish is technically pizza.
Great. Yeah. I mean, that's like fork and knife kind of thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. If you could make a cameo in any TV show or movie, what would you choose?
Probably a Will Ferrell movie.
Comedy guy. Probably,
yeah, especially, yeah, you got to support the alumni.
Now, your dad played at USC and played in the NFL as well. You kind of followed in his footsteps?
Yeah, a little bit. Opposite side of the ball.
Right.
He was a middle linebacker and tight end, so pretty much as opposite as you can get. But yeah, a little bit of falling in the footsteps.
You got a lot of rugby in your family too in New Zealand. Did you ever consider playing rugby?
I mean, when I lived there for the short period of time, it was kind of like just play pickup rugby, but I didn't really play football until high school, so I wasn't really thinking about rugby at all.
All right, well, this has been 50 Yards with Rhett Ellison, presented by Quest Diagnostics.
Obviously, Giants fans are passionate about tight ends and the entire football team. When we come back on the program, we'll tell you about a Giants fan who's got a specific Giants fan cave that he likes to spend his Sundays with. All that and much, much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, we've got a lot of Giants fans all around the world, and you've traveled. You've seen some of the best fan caves out there.
Yeah, that's right. I went down to Eagles country, and I had a chance to check out Jerry Foley's fan cave, and you're not going to want to miss this one.
In appreciation to you, Big Blue, who are some of the most amazing fans in the NFL, we're scouring the nation looking for the most memorable Giants fan caves. Now I'm down here in Central Jersey on the border of Eagles and Giants territory to check out this fan cave from this fan from Hightstown and how he's made this Giants country. Let's check it out. Now I'm walking around looking for the fan cave, and I walk into your garage. Jerry Foley, thanks for having us here.
Absolutely.
Man, your garage looks like a fan cave already.
Yeah, I try to make it as inviting as possible to Giant fans, as intimidating as possible to Eagles and Dallas fans.
Yeah.
So as you can see, you have the lower tier sign from the old stadium. And then we have where I sat, section 323. I wanted to make this entrance fun for people who walked in and kind of get you ready, kind of a pregame before you get to the fan cave.
Well, can we go check out the fan cave?
Absolutely.
Nice. After you, sir. Take us through here.
To be in this room, you have to be in the Ring of Honor or a Super Bowl champion. So you would make the cut. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pieces here. Everything here is pretty much autographed.
And I'm looking at this wall here, and you got some pretty important pieces up here, man.
Yeah, so back in 1999, I wrote a letter to Wellington Mara. I'm a huge fan. What can I do to get season tickets? And then basically he told me the tickets are yours. So very cool item to have. Wellington Mara is a class act. John Mara is a chip right off the old block. So sent a letter to him as well, telling about my kids and my family, about what big Giant fans we are. So he took the time to write back, basically said, you know, you have a beautiful family, you should be proud. And then there's a picture of my kids with Eli Manning. Eli's awesome. They attended a passing camp with him, and, you know, he was a really gracious guy.
Could you say this is one of the best linebacking corps in Giants history?
I think in NFL history. You can't pick four better linebackers. I mean, Taylor Carson, Reasons Banks. Emlyn Tennell, one of the best defensive players in Giants history, and really goes overlooked. Didn't make the top 10 list on NFL Network, and I thought, what a crime. You know, he had, I think, 79 career interceptions in an era where they didn't throw the ball that much.
We got some of the Super Bowl teams on this wall.
Yeah, 1990 and 1986, they stopped making this, so that's why there's not 2007 and 2011. Paying homage to Y.A. Tittle, famous picture. My nephew's a Packers fan,
yeah.
So I make sure he can see the interception by Webster, the kick by Tynes. So Tynes signed it, sorry, Brett, for me. So that was pretty cool.
Sorry, Brett.
But I typically sit there now. I sit in my stadium seat. My kids in the delivery room, I wore an Armstead jersey because that was the first thing they would see.
So what would be your most memorable moment for a Giant Sunday down here?
Probably when, in the 2007 Super Bowl, when I prayed the rosary so the Giants would win. I went upstairs during the game and prayed it. And they won, so the cheerleading uniform in there is raised.
So I retired their cheerleader outfits that day, because that's really when they became huge Giant fans. Yeah.
This place is amazing, by the way, man. You're definitely a diehard Big Blue fan. I mean, how long does it take to accumulate all this?
It's my whole life. So, I mean, my parents would buy me this stuff when I was a kid, and a lot of it is just meeting these guys. So I met Armstead on a couple occasions. You can see a big Jesse Armstead fan again, another linebacker. This is from Giant Stadium. This was on one of the walls. So this is the 100 level of my house. So it kind of makes sense to put it there. As far as most prized, I would say I have an autograph of Jack Lummis, who died in World War II. Having that autograph, that's beyond football.
It's a room full of legends and Super Bowl winners. I'd love to be in here.
Well, I'll be in London. You were on the 2007 team, so you belong in here, buddy. You can sign that for me. I appreciate it.
You want me to sign the wall?
Absolutely. Sign my fat head.
Sign the fat head, really?
Yep.
82. Super Bowl 42.
Thanks,
champion.
Man.
Thank
awesome.
You, man. I'm honored to sign your fat head.
My honor. Thank you very much.
Hey, Giants fans, this has been an amazing experience. If you want to show off your fan cave, make sure you submit your photos to Giants.com.
Good luck, Giant fans.
T
2007 Super Bowl champ Brandon London signing the wall on that one, too.
I feel like a practice squad All-American.
This is a big moment. Yeah, this is a big moment. You are forever ingrained in that fan cave with a lot of the greats. There were some really epic pieces in there.
You my boy, Jerry.
Solidarity right here. All right, we'll keep it right there. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's time to take a look at the Community Blitz with Emma Captain.
Thanks, Bob. We're here bright and early at Washington Elementary School with long snapper Zach Diassi. He's getting ready to read to the first, second, and third graders for Read Across America.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you so much for letting me come in here today and share the morning with you to read some books. We're going to take the reader's oath, okay? Because today is all about reading and the fun and enjoyment that reading brings into our lives.
Here in Rutherford, and we've had a great relationship with the Giants over the years, so to have one of our local professional football players come in and be with our children is great. They're really excited about it.
So I take this oath to make reading my way. Of feeding my brain what it needs every day.
Of feeding my brain.
All right, good job, everybody.
Football's a huge part of my life. My dad played for a long time, and I've been playing for a long time now. So to share the fun of football and what it brings to the family life, even for the fans, is just so much fun for me.
Sometimes our team wins, and sometimes they lose. But my favorite thing about the game is watching it with my dad.
Anything I can do to give back to our community in any capacity, it's a no-brainer. And also, as a professional athlete, it's important to be around kids, and you sort of have a social obligation to give back, and the more you can do, the better off the world is.
Let's give this to Diassi.
Obviously, the Giants are busy both in-season and during the off-season as far as helping out within the community. And if you want to see what the Giants are up to, the best way to follow the Giants is go to Giants.com. on Facebook.com/New York Giants or on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, thanks for joining us. I'm Bob Papa for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.